Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. One final time this week. Congrats, you're winning two tickets to see Kevin Hart, Acting My Age Tour. Friday, September 13th, the show is at DAR Constitution Hall. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. Let's go to the hotline. And we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, The Best Football Show, featuring daily breakdowns of all the most exciting moments across the league. Baldy, we really appreciate the time as we close in on the NFL draft, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well, like everybody else. I mean, I'm just counting down the days until next Thursday when, you know, this league will change. The league will change, teams will change, and fortunes will change. So I'm just trying to do as much prep as I can so I'm not caught off guard by somebody I've never heard of before.
You know, so much has been made about the Commanders' decision at number two. It feels like it's coming down to Jaden Daniels or Drake May. Who would you take?
I would take Jaden. I think there's a place for Jaden in this league. You know, paired up with Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff likes to run the ball. He likes to spread you out to run it. And he has coached those type of players before, namely Kyler Murray, who was very excited to coach. When he got the job in Arizona, he got that chance with the number one pick. And they did improve every year until went to a playoff game until Kyler got hurt in his fourth year. But I think he would love the opportunity to coach Jaden with his dual threat ability and you know how well he really got, how good he got from the time he transferred from Arizona State to LSU.
What makes you nervous about him, Baldy? I love him, and I'm all in on that pick. But there are a couple things that kind of make me, I don't know, I was a white knuckle a little bit on the armrest when I'm watching him. What do you think?
Well, I think you have to be concerned about his frame and how narrow it is and how frequently he ran. And, you know, he's not a guy that's running out of bounds or sliding. He's taking people on and getting hit. I'd be concerned about his frame if he runs at that rate, like he did, especially last year. He ran for almost 1,200 yards. And then, you know, in order to run, you have to make the decision to run. And when you do that, sometimes you drop your eyes. Sometimes you take your eyes off the target and you go ahead, you get the first down. But, you know, there's sometimes it's not the right decision to run. Sometimes it's a good decision to stay there and maybe take a hit or a nudge and deliver the football. So I think that therein lies a little bit of the issue is, you know, does he want to run too much? And does he give up on certain routes in order to do that?
Do you care at all about either of the two things that we've ended up having to talk about on the show the last couple days? The first, his agent didn't like the way the Commanders did their interviews, and he was liking tweets, taking issue with the Commanders having all the quarterbacks in together. And then today, Schefter saying that Daniels prefers maybe to go to Vegas and that the Commanders aren't his top choice. Is that something, if you were Adam Peters, you would care about at all?
I wouldn't really particularly care what an agent says. The agents aren't playing. The agents have their job to do. It's up to the player. The agents say things all the time to try to get their players moved or drafted higher or to pull leverage or whatever it might be. So I'm not that concerned. But if Jaden wants to go play for the Raiders, I mean, that's not how this league works. I mean, the Raiders are picking 13th in this draft. The Commanders are picking second. I mean, Jaden Daniels isn't lasting in any scenario to 13 or anywhere close. So, I know guys have, John Elway has pulled that trick and Eli Manning has kind of pulled that. I don't want to go there. I don't know that. I mean, if I was Jaden Daniels, I'd want to go to Washington. I'd want to play for Cliff Kingsbury myself. Like, I think that guy's a great offensive mind and a good offensive coach. So, additionally, I thought he was going to go to the Raiders. And then I think, something happened. I don't know exactly what happened. I thought Antonio Pierce had him coming to the Raiders, and then he ended up in Washington. I'd want to play for him if I was a quarterback. He's a quarterback himself. He was drafted by the Patriots. He played with Tom Brady. He played for Bill Belichick. He's coached Patrick Mahomes and Johnny Manziel and Baker Mayfield. I mean, the guy's got a good track record with quarterbacks, being a quarterback himself.
Brian Baldinger with us here on Grant and Danny. Where does Drake May fit in to you? Because that's kind of been the, what debate they're having in Ashburn, but seemingly the debate among scouts, odds makers, and everybody else is whether it's Daniels or May. What do you have on May? What do you like? What do you not like? And where do you think he might fit?
Well, I mean, look, he was better in 2022 than he was in 2023. He had better personnel around him. I think that I worry about him when I watch him. Like, if you play, like, I played at Duke, so I know the ACC. I followed every year. Like, if you're going to study a kid, any kid in the ACC, I don't care what position it is, the first tape you turn on is Clemson, because they've been the premier program in that division, that conference, for 40 years. So you study him against Clemson, and he wasn't good against Clemson, and he wasn't good against North Carolina State to finish out his, ACC career. He wasn't good in either game. Like, his accuracy was not good. His decision-making wasn't great. Like, those things concern me. Now, I know people fall in love with his frame and his size and his delivery, and that's good. But, what's he like in these big games where he knows everybody's going to be watching him and he doesn't play good? Like, that's my concern is, I didn't see the level of accuracy that I saw, say, from C.J. Stroud a year ago. And you could argue, well, C.J. should have run more. He wasn't elusive enough. Well, because he was so good from the pocket, but he was accurate from the pocket. And that's my concern.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Which makes a lot of sense. I mean, the thing I've had a hard time with occasionally is, whether it's Kurt Warner, colleague at NFL Network or others, a lot of times, they compare last year and they go, well, Jaden Daniels was way better than Drake May. Well, no kidding. I mean, he was better than everyone. He was the Heisman Trophy. But it would be a pretty easy process if we were just ranking who had the best college season, right? There's just so much more to it than like what they were last year. You mentioned you talked about the upside and what people see long term for May. Do you see some of that same Allen Herbert potential or no?
I haven't seen Drake May live. Like when you see Justin Herbert live, you're down the field before a game, you're watching him throw it, you go out to practice and you're watching him. Like he wows you. with his size, delivery, the way the ball spins. I mean, not many guys that have ever played a game could throw a football like that. Now, I'm not saying Drake can't. I just haven't seen that live with my own eyes. But I think we concentrate on a lot of the wrong things. I mean, I just, you know, do you know where to go with the ball? Can you get there accurately, consistently? I think we fall in love with pro days and, you know, how fast you are and some of this stuff. And I don't know, Kurt Warner's a Hall of Fame player. I don't think Kurt Warner's very fast. He just knew how to throw a football. And, you know, I mean, so I just think we fall in love with a lot of the wrong things. Patrick Mahomes ran a 4.8, 5.40, you know, like, does anybody ever catch him? Like when he's running out of the pocket, nobody does ever. You know, it's just, he's as elusive as anybody in this whole business. He's as mobile as anybody in this business. He runs, you know, in the high 4.8s. Like, I just think we start attaching all these things to these players that don't have anything to do with being successful.
Baldy, I've seen a lot of variance on Michael Penix Jr. and how to evaluate that. A couple back-to-back unbelievable years at Washington, right? Had them on the brink of a national championship. And then you talk about the knee injuries. And some people bring up his age. I don't care about that. Quarterbacks play till they're 40 now. So that not really a concern for me. But maybe he's closer to finished product. I've seen people think he's going to the second round. I've seen people think top 10. I have no idea. I'm a fan, but I don't know that I'd be able to pull the trigger at two. Where are you?
Well, he's the second best quarterback in this draft.
Mm.
And, you know, even when he was at Indiana and he suffered those knee injuries, and I mean, he still beat Michigan. He still took Ohio State to the final drive and just about beat Ohio State. He goes to Washington. They're a moribund dead program. They're 4-8. They're bringing in a new coach, Kalen DeBoer. They're bringing in a new offensive coordinator. And the receivers are all going to leave. Odunze is going to leave. Jalen Polk's going to leave. McMillan's going to leave. They're all going to leave. And he shows up on campus and says, no, don't go. Like, let's go to work. Let's do that. How about if we just go to work and start building instant timing? And he does that. And they win 24 games in 2 years, and he has them within 30 minutes to win a national championship and being undefeated. Like, the guy has already elevated one program from being, like, a doormat to being a top program. His coach just got the job at Alabama. His offensive coordinator just got a job with the Seattle Seahawks being the offensive coordinator. Like, he's made – Odunze's maybe the best receiver in the draft. Like, this guy's already elevated all these people around him. Like, I don't know. Like, and you watch him play, I don't believe if you put J.J. McCarthy in Washington's offense that they're 14-0 and play Michigan for the championship. I don't believe that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I don't believe if you put Drake May in Washington's offense that they're undefeated going to compete with Michigan. I could be wrong. I could be blinded. But I don't see anything that – and then he goes and he tests and he runs a 4.46. I mean, maybe Lamar runs that. Maybe Kyler runs that. I don't think many people run that fast that play that position in this league. And so, I don't know. I think this guy's a special player.
How do you like this offensive tackle class? Seems like there's going to be a lot of first-round picks. Washington needs a left tackle. I'm a little nervous about their chances of staying at 36 and getting a day-one left tackle starter, which they still need, so I'm thinking maybe they'll have to come up into the end of their first round.
It's a deep class. I mean, we'll see how they play out, but there could be 8 offensive tackles taken in the first round. There is a lot at the very top. When you are looking at a guy like Joe Alt, I mean, I think he's going to be a good player. It might not be an all-pro player, but, you know, he looks a lot like Joe Thomas coming out of Wisconsin. Olu, if he came out last year, would have been a top 15 pick. Fuaga is just pure Polynesian power. I mean, the guy is, and he's got light feet. Latham is a mountain of a man. Amarius Mims might end up being the best of everybody just with his arm length and his size and his movement. Guyton could be as good as he wants to be. He's got to get stronger. He's got to take to good coaching. But he could be as good as anybody. Jordan Morgan has got everything it takes to be a good left tackle. I mean, you just go through the list of these guys, and it's a very good class. If you look at Faletano at Washington, I mean, that guy could be a first-team All-Pro guard, and I think you can play left tackle, but I think you're looking at a Zach Martin, Quentin Nelson-type player at guard. So I think it's a very exciting class, and I think it's going to go into the top of the second round. I think you're going to be able to find starters there.
Baldy, always love talking to you, man. Appreciate the info and the time. Have a great weekend.
Okay, guys, you bet. Anytime. Talk to you soon.
Baldy's the best. Nobody studies the film like he does. Glad he made time for us here right before the draft. Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Make sure to follow the best football show with Brian Baldinger on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. Adam Eaton of the Nats is back in town for the 5-year World Series anniversary. Sally, he joins us in about 20 minutes on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.